California lawmakers have approved a state budget deal with a provision that has Republicans accusing Democrats of trying to steal an election. It would create new rules for recall elections in California, and it's written in a way that would delay a current bid to recall a Democratic state senator from Fullerton until next June's primary. Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler has this report.
It all started with this vote.
Newman.
Aye.
Democratic Senator Josh Newman's vote to raise California's fuel taxes and vehicle fees to pay for road repairs and other transportation projects.
Ayes 27, noes 11. The measure passes.
Newman had narrowly won a surprising victory last fall in a Republican district, handing Democrats a supermajority in both chambers of the California legislature.
It's time for John and Ken to throw a hat in a dumpster.
Conservatives were furious.
Well, let's go. Let's pick him up. Yes. Throw Josh Newman. Give him a hard goodbye. Big splat right onto Villa Vergosa. Yeah.
Southern California talk radio hosts, including KFI Radio in Los Angeles, teamed up to start a recall campaign. They figured Newman's politically unpopular gas tax vote would surely be enough to doom him at a low turnout special election in a district he barely won in the first place, thus destroying the Democrats' supermajority. And so the battle began.
So I had this bear head lying around the office.
At last month's California Democratic Party convention, Newman took the stage in his signature bear mask. And yes, you heard that right.
Let's be clear, this is not about the gas tax. This is about taking back something called mayor seat. I'm from Orange County. It's been Republican forever. My Republican friends think that's their seat.
And the Democratic establishment mounted a fierce campaign with rare fundraising help from Governor Jerry Brown. Then, Brown and the Democratic-controlled legislature brought a gun to a knife fight, a provision in the state budget package made public without any prior hearing just 3 days before it was approved yesterday.
The recall provision is perfectly crafted in order to try and help State Senator Newman keep his seat.
That's Loyola Law School professor and political ethics expert Jessica Levinson describing the proposal that inserts 5 new steps into the recall process retroactively. Levinson says it would stretch the process out so long that Newman's election would be combined with the June 2018 midterm.
It would have much higher voter turnout and therefore would likely have much higher Democratic voter turnout.
Democrats defend the proposal by pointing to false marketing of the recall effort, signs that say repeal the gas tax, even though signing the recall petition would do nothing of the sort. Here's Senate President Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon.
Never in the history of the recall process have we seen such deception. So brash, so brazen, so obviously coordinated, and so specifically dishonest.
But to Republicans like Assemblyman Jay Obernolte, this is just the latest example of Democrats flexing their power for political gain.
It uses the budget process to consolidate political power. And even the appearance of that is enough reason to reject it.
A few years back, Democrats muscled through budget legislation that forced all voter initiatives and referenda onto general election ballots. It helped defeat a measure that would have sapped labor unions of much of their money and power.
This is sadly what voters have come to expect.
Loyola's Jessica Levinson says California Democrats are far from alone in efforts to game the system. Red state Republicans have passed voter ID laws that Democrats say make it harder for their voters to cast ballots. And both parties use the redistricting process to gerrymander their members of Congress into safe seats. Even so, Levinson says,
just because this is politicians behaving as usual doesn't mean that it's okay.
At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.